Hello, it's Lynn here. I'm back because 5 minutes is not long enough. I'm doing a part two. So this describes the penultimate day of activities my penultimate day, really, at the 2012 AGO convention. So I think I left off with describing Sophie Véronique Cochefer-Choplin's recital on the FISC that was at Covenant Presbyterian. And I think I mentioned meeting Terry Eason while over there. I think I did mention the pieces that she improvised on. She really did a great job of doing the exposition and all of that on both of the themes. And she used them equally well, equal time to both themes. So I think she did a really nice job. And she also played some other pieces that the American audience wouldn't necessarily hear as well. So it was a really, really nice recital. The second recital that we heard was over at Belmont University Concert Hall. The interesting thing about this concert hall is that it used to be a Baptist church, but it got refurbished and renovated and all of that, and is now in use as a concert hall for Belmont University. And they have an Aeolian Skinner in there that was put in place around 1970. So I'm really, really glad that that was able to be salvaged and used for the university. So that was really nice. And they also said that the use of the hall for the AGO events was also amongst the first performances that took place there. So there were really two performances that took place this afternoon. First, the Nashville Chamber Choir and the Nashville Chamber Orchestra they premiered one piece, and they performed another piece that was an award winner. Let me see if I can get to that. So Alan Smith, his piece, There is a Flower, had won the AGO ECS Publishing Award in Choral Composition. Really, really nice piece. I mean, if you have the manpower to be able to perform this piece, I highly recommend this piece. Another really nice piece is by, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to butcher this name, Rosephanie Powell, I think, called The Cry of Jeremiah. There's four parts to it. Her piece was commissioned specifically for the 2012 AGO convention. Very, very nice. So, again, if you've got the manpower to be able to perform those pieces, I highly suggest you check them out. The second half of the program featured Matthew Durst at harpsichord, accompanied by, Colin St. Martin on the traverso, and Mary Springfels on the viola da gamba. It was a nice little program that they did, featuring the music of François Couperin, Jean-Marie Leclerc, Carl-Philipp Emanuel Bach, and Johann Sebastian Bach. So we had those programs over at the Belmont University Concert Hall. And then the evening recital was the choir of Trinity College. Oh my gosh, what can I say? They did a wonderful job, and the anthems that they performed were amongst some of my favorites, particularly the Parsons Ave Maria. And they also had a couple of really neat encores as well by Jerome Kern, I think the name is. And of course, the titles of the encore pieces are escaping me right now, but I will go ahead and post them on Facebook and Twitter. To have it there. So it was a really, really nice recital, and also too, very nice tribute to Lois and Peter Fife. They received some sort of like a achievement award from the AGO, so that was nice. The rest of the evening, visiting the exhibits, networking with people, and getting some tasks done that I needed to get done. So all in all, very, very productive day. So that's basically it in a nutshell. More tomorrow. Good night, and God bless.